I don't like the idea of addiction just because it means I'm out of control. Boy, I'm attracted to a lot of things. Men, wine, song.
Although a posse of dolls did a lot of the talking on her last album, any Tori Amos song is a lesson in unrestrained openness. And for her 10th release, she explores being abnormally attracted to sin. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, I'm Russ Boris. Lyrics speaking from experience, backed by dramatic piano-based music. It's a combination that's defined the Tori Amos sound since her 92 debut, Little Earthquakes. But it's never held her back from exploring, especially in the past few years. We've been introduced to the American Doll Posse on her last record, seen the release of some Tori-inspired comics, and heard news of a forthcoming musical. In some ways, her 10th album is a merging of both sides, mixing sonic risks with some familiar lyrical themes. It's called Abnormally Attracted to Sin, and Tori spoke about the album's sound and title during a recent visit with FUV's Alisa Ali.
Well, there was a line in Guys and Dolls that Sarah Brown says, and she's, what would you say, uber religious. She's been brought up in a religious kind of household, as I have. My father's a minister. And she is really drawn to individuals that seem to allow themselves what we term vices. Whether they are or not, I'm not convinced. I think there's been a lot of judgment on what is thought of as respectable behavior. But I've always said that you want the Republicans out of your bedroom and the Democrats out of your bank account. But it seems like now everybody seems to be wanting to make a judgment on what's happening behind closed doors. And that, it kind of fascinated me. What are people attracted to, and what is power? And I think the record really, it has a dark slant to it. There's no question about it, but these are dark times.
Mm-hmm. But I also think that there's a certain power that you bring to the album. It kind of reminds me of, you know, someone being in a very dangerous place, and then you're still sort of like, you know, with your, you know, machete chopping your way through it.
Yeah, machete with heels on, hopefully. Nice pedicure.
A heels on, go on, bang a tango, but do not get tangled.
Songs on the album that where the piano is not really in the forefront. What was the thinking behind that?
The production side of this record, I've been more fascinated with really pushing the production element of the records more than just an organic singer-songwriter kind of approach. This being the 10th album, you do want to, hopefully do things that you're not completely repeating yourself. You want to play with different gadgets and approaches to sound. I think sound is a huge instrument on this record. It's not an obvious piano, it's not an obvious guitar, you're not quite sure what it is. But that's where I think this record takes a leap in my work, where it's a feast sonically.
We've got our own remote viewing. Every cell has been taught to think. Perhaps the answer to the question. Light those, blind them up, light.
New music from Tori Amos, that's Police Me, from her new album, Abnormally Attracted to Sin. Check out the complete interview and more at WFUV.org.